This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we dig further in Genesis, the book of beginnings, with sign of innocence, birth of Isaac, cast out the slave woman, God heard, and treaty with Abimelech. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
reading from Malachi chapter 4. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healings in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text this morning is the lesson which you just heard, Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus,
did Malachi
know that he was writing the very last words of what we would come to call the Old Testament, the very last written prophecy before the coming of the Messiah? It's easy to say no. Malachi certainly addresses very directly some very real, very immediate things in his own context. Again and again, he slams his Judah, especially the priests. They were bringing defiled sacrifices and holding back proper offerings. They were teaching falsely. They were divorcing their wives. Malachi has everything to say about his here and now. Did he also have a sense of his unique place in the grand sweep of holy history, that he was standing very now near the end of all that waiting for Adam and Abraham and Moses and David and Isaiah? It's easy to guess, no. The immediate almost always grabs and holds our attention. But I'm guessing yes, because Malachi, is very clear in his text that things that were right there for him in his immediate context were going to be coming to an end. And much more important yet, and a big hint that he had an idea of where he stood in history, Malachi tells us that the things he saw coming to an end would bring a great and awesome beginning, which is immediately relevant to our immediate context. Our text is the very last words of the very last book of the Old Testament, and it begins, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch." Besides priests being unfaithful, people being stingy, husbands being unfaithful, Malachi says earlier in his book, in chapter 1, verse 13, that the people snort, that's the ESV word, snort at serving the Lord. What a weariness this is, you snort. Arrogant. The people are mocking God. And it seems as if they're getting away with it. It seems as if God doesn't know the difference between the wicked and the faithful, which, of course, hardens the arrogant and can cause the faithful to despair. Just about every day as I read the newspaper, yes, I still read the newspaper, my darling Claire is subjected to my tirades about how our world is losing its mind. I mean, we live in a context that seems to be going insane. A 10-year-old counseled toward sex change is called gender-affirming care. A man commits triple murder over a relationship gone bad in the furry community. Salamanders in the aquifer are protected by the same people who kill babies in the womb. And how arrogant! It seems to me that disregarding every ethic of objectivity in journalism that I learned when I was studying that stuff long ago, the media cancels us because we've got a problem with these things. Nobody's talking to anybody. At this point, that just makes me sinfully mad. But somebody else, it might cause to lose hope. And I might end up there too. But that's not the end. Yahweh will bring an end to the arrogant insanity. And that will begin an everlasting vindication of God's people. There is coming a great and awesome day of the Lord. The arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. You shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. It's not just that the evildoers will be toast. They will have an end. But forevermore, God's people will be shown to be right. What you defend, God's perfect design for men and women, boys and girls, all will celebrate for eternity. Our unique identity as creatures in God's own image, which you preach, will be glorified even in the presence of angels. Every soul that you helped to save by bringing him or her to birth and baptism will live body and soul in heaven. That day is coming. Malachi saw it coming, even from that really messy context in which he was prophesying. But, of course, Malachi saw that day coming 2,400 years ago. And it's still just coming. Something else, though, that Malachi also sees coming to an end, which has already brought a great and awesome new beginning for us. Verse 4. Remember the law of your servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded you at Horeb for all Israel. You remember the law that God's servant Moses gave at Mount Sinai? You memorized it, right? Well, keep remembering it, which means take it to heart, obey it. But the law of Sinai has come to an end. This isn't a chronological end at some point, Malachi's day or some other day. But Christ Jesus is the end of the law for all who believe. Adam, Abraham, David, Isaiah, Moses himself, Malachi, even as they were living under the old covenant, they had life not by obedience to the law, but by faith in the coming Messiah. And so now, in time, that law that we continue to remember, that we continue to obey, has now come to an end with the sunrise of the Messianic age. Verse 5, "Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will return the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction." A prophet who never wrote, John the Baptist, is the first word in this great and awesome beginning. Malachi saw that coming. The Son of Righteousness has brought an end to the demand of the law upon us. He is our righteousness. Christ has met all of the demands for us. The punishment that we deserve for our arrogance and also for our despair, he took to the cross. Jesus' death and resurrection is the assurance that we will be vindicated. Do we have that sense that Malachi had, that this arrogant, going insane immediate context in which we live is nearing an end? Maybe not. But it is. And if by faith we do see that, it just may be what we need to endure those days of waiting. It will certainly bring us the comfort that already now we stand under the accomplished work of the cross, the age of Christ. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
He has raised up for us, so might he say, "Lord."
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, of your tender love towards us sinners, you have given us your Son, that believing in him we might have everlasting life. Continue to grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may remain steadfast in this faith to the end and come to life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty bless us and direct us our days and our deeds in his peace.